Hi, everyone. Thank you very much for joining us for today's podcast. And delighted to be chatting to Nicola Peluso. She's the producer, writer, and one of the lead actresses in a brilliant short film, Pear Trouvé. I think 12 or 13 minute film that was entered into our latest Fusion Festival. Good morning, Nicola. Thank you very much for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you for having me. I'm delighted.
You're more than welcome. I'm just going to read the brief synopsis. And this is one off of your film Freeway intro. I was going to look at the IMDb one, but this is the one on here. So two half-sisters, strangers to one another, are united by the sudden passing of their biological father. So yes, fantastic. I know it's effectively a two-hander. I know there's more than two people in this, but it's effectively yourself as one of the lead actresses. And Nicole Baxter. Where did this, I always love to ask this, where does the story come from? What's the background to this, please?
Oh, yes. So, well, I drew on a variety of personal experiences and my imagination to build this story. One of the initial points of inspiration was that my paternal grandfather, I found out in my mid-20s that he had fathered several children around the world, and that I had uncles and aunts. It was really quite shocking. It was very shocking for my father and his siblings, and of course my grandmother. He had a family in Germany. He had one in Canada. He had just set up houses kind of all over the place. He was a very accomplished man, and he traveled all over the world for business. And a lot of his children who had kind of been created and then abandoned by him came looking for him in their 20s and 30s.
Okay.
And my grandfather was actually the one to tell me this story, surprisingly enough. He didn't seem to have much concern for or awareness of the damage that he had done, not only to his children and his immediate family that he had raised, but the devastation of these children of his all over the world that came looking for connection and relationship and family. Yeah. And so that really of what kind of, but on the children that are kind of left behind. And so that was the starting point of exploration. And Deanna is an incredible actress. She and I worked together years ago on a film called Doorways that did very well in festivals. And she and I have such chemistry, and it's such a joy to create with her. So I called her one day. I said, God, I'd love to do something with you. Why don't we play around? And I wanted something that we could do with a restricted budget. And I thought, well, what could bring us together from two sides of the world, find ourselves in one location, shoot, and from there the story just kind of came together.
No, you're both brilliant, and I should point out that your CV is like a mile long. I mean, you've done lots and lots of work, and in fact, I believe you've done lots and lots of writing. So you do have a really good proven track record in this, and the writing in this is excellent as well.
Thank you. I'm very honoured.
No, thank you. We should point out this is not a comedy. So it's quite a serious film, isn't it, actually? And actually the dynamic between the two is really, really interesting.
It is quite intense, dramatic character study. But there are some points of levity that are found at the end, and throughout there's some awkwardness and discomfort. For me, I really love a character study. I love finding people together and seeing how they relate to one another. What comes up, and I'm so proud of this project, just seeing these two women come together and exist with each other through such a challenging moment in time in their lives. It's really proud to see it finished.
No, honestly, you're both excellent. Now Pablo Melchor directed, and he's done a fabulous job, I have to say. Were you tempted to direct this yourself as well, or was it because you're wearing three hats already, you just thought, I'm not sure. Did it cross your mind?
No, for me, I think I wear more hats out of necessity. I would definitely say that I'm not driven by ego. It was just with, you know, with the resources we had at the time constraints, and who we could find. It just, I kind of ended up wearing multiple hats. But for me, having a director, having other eyes on the project to collaborate with and bring their experience and knowledge, I don't think that, you know, on the page, the script reads very differently than visually how Pablo brought it together. He's so gifted and skilled. And he also did the cinematography. I mean, watching him work, he's just, you know, master of all. And he brought so much to the film and our work. I would love to direct in the future. I've directed a few shorts, but I'd like to direct a feature at some point. But I think if I were to do that, I would just want to maybe act and direct, not also to write and produce. It's quite an undertaking.
Well, yeah, I was speaking to an American writer, producer, actress out there who's done this great short film. And I think it really stressed her out. Actually, I mean, don't get me wrong. She's absolutely amazing in the film. But, you know, I mean, you know better than I do, but I certainly know that everyone thinks it's glamorous. But the truth is, it's bloody hard work, even just, you know, one role. But producing, directing and being in the film must be an absolute, not nightmare, but it must be really, really tough. And in fact, I don't know if you've looked, perhaps you have, that on the film, I'm sure you've seen this, on the film Freeway entry, quite interested about Pablo, because I didn't realise that he normally works in science fiction, but on here he put that your script touched him with its honesty and intensity. He put her passion for this story urged me to come aboard the project. And as soon as she introduced me to Deanna, I was completely hooked. I could immediately envisage the film. So lovely words you've written there.
I adore Pablo. He's been a dear friend for many years, and working with him is always tremendous. And yes, it is very, very, dare I say, stressful, but it is very difficult to produce and act. I will say, you know, the writing's really done beforehand, so that if you aren't so, I think when you write, it's really healthy to be free, especially if you're also then going to work, because how you might envision it in your head, it won't be like that on the day. And you have to give freedom and room for the actors to bring their interpretation and what's innate to them instinctively of their characters. So it really evolves when we're working through it, when we're shooting. But with regard to producing and acting in it, it was quite tricky, especially when we had like a skeleton crew. It was myself, Deanna, Pablo. We had this wonderful young woman helping us with sound. It was just kind of the four of us. And then we had another actor who we worked with here in London, but it was a very, very low budget, tight-knit project. And so without extra hands, you know, the second we cut, I have to produce. So if something's wrong, or you know, a piece of equipment isn't working, or has everyone had lunch? And so that's a lot to juggle and balance. And then when it's time to roll again, be back and prepared and in my character and ready to work. So, it was quite a challenge. I've never produced before. And then to produce while working as an actor was an overwhelm, but I was very well supported by Deanna and Pablo. So it made it.
And did you have to excise much from the script? Because like you mentioned before, when you actually get to shoot, things can change. But was there any major cuts you had to make, or was it pretty much as you see?
That's a great question. Actually, so the initial film was actually 23 minutes long.
Oh, okay.
And so we told the same story, but a much longer version.
Yeah.
And then when we were thinking about what we want to do with the project, getting it kind of down to the core message and really focusing on these women, we realized that about, you know, 10 minutes of it wasn't really necessary. And we really wanted it to find an audience in festivals as well. I thought it was such an important story to tell, and that the length was actually challenging us in a way that was unnecessary. And so we, over lockdown, actually, we spent about a year and a half reworking and actually shooting some additional shots that we needed to do some pickups. We actually did some of the pickups during lockdown in my house and out on the riverside, and then transferring the files to Pablo and him editing them in. And so it became this really lengthy 2-year negotiation and conversation of from what we shot and what was written to where, what needs, what's the core, I guess, of this story, and what really needs to be told. And so what you've seen in the finished result, yes, it came down a lot, a lot.
So is the paradox, Nicola, that actually this could easily, not easily, but this could be a feature, couldn't it? Of course it could. I mean, it must have crossed your mind. I asked that with another filmmaker in an interview earlier this week, but this really lends itself to it.
Yes, I would love to see it as a feature. This short, it was kind of, you know, experimenting and exploring with the idea. But I'm really proud to hear you say that. I feel that it could have legs for a feature. So that might be on the horizon to draw out the story and see where these two women take me in the future.
And with the, with the producing side, I know you said this is your first as a producer. Like I mentioned earlier, you know, got a litany, a body of work you've done, which is fantastic. But
thank you.
It is ultimately being the producer, because I know the director, and I'm sure lots of people think, well, the buck stops with the director. But I'm not so sure. I think it's the producer, because ultimately it's your production, isn't it? So
yeah, it
is really down to you. And I suppose you've got that extra level of stress. Sorry, I'm sort of answering the question for you. But
No, please.
Is that the case? And does that add another level of jeopardy to it?
Very much so. As an actor, I always had a deep respect and admiration for producers, but then taking on board a project, especially one with a very restrictive low budget.
Yeah.
My God, it's the most incredible work. And I really enjoy it. It's very stressful. It isn't my calling. But I did love it. And, but it is you at the end of the day. You get the film from start to finish. And it is one heck of a relay race, you know, and I would say I dropped the baton more than a million times, or other people drop it and you have to find ways to pick it up. And if you can't get it back into their hand, then you kind of find yourself with, you know, maybe hundreds of batons dropping on the ground while you trip over them. You have to find a way to get it home. And this, I mean, this film, start from inception through to post, it's taken 3.5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And so for me, it was really just endurance. And I had some industry friends kind of laughing at me and teasing me, like, my God, you shot this low budget thing. You only shot it over 3 days.
Yeah.
Let it go already.
Yeah.
I just couldn't. For me, it's so important to really find the full value and experience. You have to finish it and to put so much passion and work in just to see it through. And then to be so well received at so many festivals. And I've won Best Actor at two festivals for this film already, and to be in your festival now, I'm so proud.
And what about the I know you cut the script down, but even so, if you step back and go through the writing process, because again, we're still to another film, but to me that just seems like the biggest headache of all. Anything to do with filmmaking looks like a big headache to me, but the writing process, because I don't have the I don't have the stamina. I certainly don't have the patience to do it, because I always imagine someone sitting alone in a darkened room with a laptop, you know, hour after hour, draft after, it might have happened to you, I don't know, draft after draft, but you clearly can do it. But is it actually an enjoyable thing? I mean, it just seems like such a hard thing.
Yeah. So, for me, this script, I feel a bit embarrassed to say it, because I want to say, oh, I did sit in a dark room and I spent hours and I researched. I wrote this piece in 30 minutes. It was just one draft. So how I work is I build things in my head. So
yeah.
I think perhaps it comes from my experience as an actor. I build dialogue, or I'll create scenes, and sometimes they exist untethered from each other. They just kind of float around in my mind in the ether, and they're waiting to be connected to something else or a broader story. So I have fragments of dialogue or visual scenes and for a few features that I'm building, they don't quite fit together yet. And then once I have the full picture, I sit down and it comes out quite organically. So with this script, I thought, well, I would like to do something with Diana. I was thinking about my grandfather. I sat down and I looked at the environment I had and environments that I thought I could potentially work with that we could either get for free or I was like, what do I have access to? Why would Diana and I be alone together? And that's the script is what came out. And then I gave it to Pablo and Diana as a first draft, very kind of abashedly, and said like, well, it's a first draft, you know, it needs work. Like, what do you think? What can be better? And they both looked at me and said, oh my God, this is your first draft. We can shoot this. Mm-hmm. And that was, such an honor from both of them with all their experience and breadth of work that they read my script and had this immediate, visceral instinctive reaction to want to dive into it. So, I was very proud. And then Diana and I did a day of work on this script. Just kind of tweaking a couple lines here and there and making sure things were cohesive. And then we just wanted to shoot. So I wish I could tell you that it was this big, you know, enduring thing that I needed to develop, but this just came out of me quite organically. Now there are other scripts that I'm writing at the moment where I've just hit a wall. So I don't know how
they're going to get there. That was my next question actually, which was say, what are you doing right now? And you kind of given the game away, but I'm assuming it's not just scripture work, and I guess there's other stuff you're looking at as well.
Yes, I acted in a studio feature that's coming out early next year.
Brilliant.
And I'm very excited to share it with everyone, but unfortunately the NDAs don't let me say anything at the moment.
Okay, really?
Yes, I'm very excited. It's my first studio project, so I'm looking forward to that. And then, yes, writing a few things, and I'm on hold for a TV show, but they're in the last round of funding. It's an independent series. So, you know, there's lots of things. I mean, you know how it goes. There's lots of things in the loop and on the way, and auditioning. And then, yes, I have my sights on a feature, but I'm tinkering with it. I'm not sure what it wants to be yet. So it's in the stage of, I have fragments and there are a lot of different, you know, smells and visuals, but I don't know what it wants to be yet. So I'm waiting for it to tell me.
Nico, wonderful to talk to you. And as I always say, the clock just whizzes around, but genuinely, it was an absolute pleasure. And thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored to be a part of your festival. It's really a delight to speak with you today. So thank you so much.
Our festivals, please go to www.fusionfilmfestivals.com. Thank you.